Good morning to you who are listening on this Friday morning, September the 21st, 2012. You're listening to Daily Worship. My name is Kevin Williams, and I'm leading here from the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. Thank you for joining us this morning. I want to continue just what we started out with on Wednesday. We read from Psalm 146 on Wednesday. And this is just the beginning of these last five chapters in the book of Psalms, where this is just a crescendo of praise to the Lord. And I want to continue with Psalm 147 this morning. Psalm 147. And just as a note, as we read this, in the very last verse, it says that, talking of the Lord, it says, He has not done this for any other nation, that they do not know His regulations. You know, as we read this today, just know that we as Gentiles, we as children of God, have been grafted in. So these things that are spoken of have been done for us today. Let's start in verse 1. Praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God. How delightful and how fitting. The Lord is rebuilding Jerusalem and bringing the exiles back to Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. He counts the stars and calls them all by name. How great is our Lord! His power is absolute. His understanding is beyond comprehension. The Lord supports the humble, but He brings the wicked down into the dust. Sing out your praises to the Lord, and sing praises to our God with a harp. He covers the heavens with clouds, provides rain for the earth, and makes the grass grow in mountain pastures. He gives food to the wild animals and feeds the young ravens when they cry. He takes no pleasure in the strength of a horse or in human might. No, the Lord's delight is in those who fear Him, those who put their hope in His unfailing love. Glorify the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For He has strengthened the bars of your gates and has blessed your children within your walls. He sends peace across your nation and satisfies your hunger with the finest wheat. He sends His orders to the world. How swiftly His word flies. He sends the snow like white wool. He scatters frost upon the ground like ashes. He hurls the hail like stones. Who can stand against His freezing cold? Then, at His command, it all melts. He sends the winds and the ice thaws. He has revealed His words to Jacob, His decrees and regulations to Israel. He has not done this for any other nation. They do not know His regulations. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God, we praise You for, Lord, the ways that You provide rain for the earth. Lord, we praise You for the way that You provide, Lord, for every living thing. Lord, thank You that we are Your people here, Lord, that these things that You have promised to the people of Israel, Lord, are promises for us. Lord, and just as the psalmist here speaks of Your incredible greatness, Lord, in the ways that You manifest Yourself in the earth, Lord, we speak of the ways that You manifest Yourself among Your people today. Lord, it is the same. Lord, You never changed. Lord, You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, so thank You that You are still just as powerful today. Lord, thank You that You show Yourself in ways today. Lord, Your greatness, who can fathom, who can compare? Who can match Your greatness today, Lord? Lord, because of that, Lord, every situation in our life, Lord, thank You that You are greater than worry, Lord, thank you that you are greater than anxiety. Lord, these things as they come into our hearts, Lord, these things that try to creep in. Lord, and as your presence comes and fills us, Lord, we find something that is far greater than these things that try to establish their prominence in our heart. Lord, and they seem all-encompassing at the time. Lord, but that when you come in, Lord, that you blow all of these things away when we encounter you and your greatness, Jesus. So, Lord, today, Lord, we sing of your goodness, your greatness to your children. We declare how worthy you are in the midst of our families, in the midst of our friends. Lord, in the midst of those we encounter, we declare your greatness today. Lord, it starts with this, Lord. We praise you in song this morning. Eternal God, unchanging, mysterious and unknown, your boundless love, unfailing grace and mercy shown, bright seraphim and endless flights around your glory. They raise their voices day and night in praise to you alone. Hallelujah! Glory be to our great God. Hallelujah! Glory be to our great God. Glory be. seated above, seated above, enthroned in the Father's love, destined to die, poured out for all mankind. God's only Son, perfect and spotless one. Yes, He never sinned, but suffered as if He did. All authority.
Testimony, everyone.
Giving us access to that power by the Spirit that lives within us. Lord, as we go throughout our day, Lord, may your Spirit empower us, Lord, to speak words of life to others. Lord, may your Spirit empower us, Lord, to be strong and be resistant against sin and things that try to infiltrate our lives. May your Spirit empower us, Lord, to even hear your Spirit, Lord, to be sensitive to your Spirit. Lord, you even make that possible, God. Lord, none of it is us, for we have no power within ourselves. Lord, apart from you, we can do nothing. So, Lord, empower us today. We love you, Jesus. Jesus, we love you. You are so worthy. So worthy of honor and glory. Lord, we give you this day. It is yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.